Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In your mind's eye, think robotic milker. You might see Star Wars R2-D2 with a bucket chasing a cow across a pasture. Well, it's actually more relaxed than that, as the cow, at her convenience, comes to the milker. The technology is similar to computer-based feeders already in use for years.
What it actually is, it's a stall, and the cow has a necklace around her neck, and as she walks up to it, there's a computer board that reads what the number is on her, and then it communicates with the computer to know which cow that is, and then each cow can get a different amount of grain. And it's kind of the same way, except it's also hooked up to a milking machine.
Bowling Green dairyman Carl Cheney says cows need to be milked at least twice a day to maintain health, comfort, and productivity. With a robotic milker system, cows choose when to be milked, some three times, some even four times a day.
They go there, they get their grain, they're milked, and then they're let back out to go back out and eat again or to go lay down or go to the brush. We're also putting a brush in. They found that the cows love to be groomed.
Cheney says the cows choose their schedule, free to be milked, spend time in the cow lounge, or head back out to pasture. He says cows are healthier and happier, and the system often results in 20% more milk volume. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and season it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Carl Cheney of Warren County says his family operation qualified for a Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation loan. That Ag Development Funded system allows him a lower interest rate, which makes possible what will be a $500,000 upgrade to his current operation. Over the last 10 years or so, he's developed Cheney's Dairy Barn, a retail outlet for ice cream, farm tours, and activities. It's an agritourism destination. Soon, with a new feature.
We're going to have a room with bleachers and a big picture window where they'll be able to sit and watch the cows come to the robot and be milked. And then we're going to have a stairs that they can go up, kind of an overlook with three big picture windows, and look down on the cows in the compost bedded pack area over there eating, seeing the robot pushing up the feed, seeing the brush brushing the cows, to actually see how the cows react kind of when they're out just lounging around.
Cheney hopes to have the entire system in place by early summer. You can go to Cheney's Dairy Barn on Facebook for regular photo updates. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.